The word today is believe. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. Often, Christians will refer to non-Christians as unbelievers. More accurately, such people have misplaced their trust, depending upon someone other than the true God. Here with more about the nature of faith is Bible scholar Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Believe.
Have you ever heard someone talking about what they believe in, and it sounds so different, so strange, that you have the thought come through your mind, how could anyone believe that? There is such an incredible variety of things that humans put their faith in. Sometimes they put their faith in a certain individual who takes them away from their family and friends and isolates them into some kind of cult. Other people believe in things historically. They think that Hitler is still alive, or they believe that aliens have come to visit the earth and live among us. And some of these things seem so outlandish, so weird. How can humans believe things like this? Frankly, I will be very honest with you. I think that belief in Darwinian evolution is absurd. I believe it's one of the most poorly attested scientific theories ever developed, and that science today is absolutely overturning it and disproving it. At times I think, how can anyone believe that? Of course, people will look at Christians too and ask the same question. How can Christians believe this? Well, Christians feel that our faith is well-founded in the history and archaeology of Israel. You can see very scholarly books on this subject filled with pictures and illustrations and accounts of the history that backs up the message of the Bible. Even the transmission of the Bible is extremely well attested. In fact, it is the most accurately transmitted ancient book going back to the time of Jesus, within 60 years or so of the ascension of Christ. So it is just profoundly backed up by research and evidence. So I feel very confident in placing my faith in the reality of the scriptures. But humans were made to believe. One of the reasons why you find people that put their faith in such strange things as aliens and UFOs, or certain individuals who are charismatic that start a new religious movement, is that God wired us. He designed humans to have a faith component. It's important that you realize this. There is no human living who does not have a faith system of some sort. Even individuals who call themselves atheists, because they say they don't believe in God, will believe in something. If they don't put their faith in the God of the Bible, you can rest assured that they are going to be trusting and believing in something else. And that might be their own mind. It could be the goodness of humanity and science. They're going to put their trust somewhere. Now, we have to be aware that there are going to be people that will take advantage of the gullible. There's individuals that look to prey upon the unsuspecting spiritually. We need to realize that it's just not a matter of people sharing and having interchange of faith, but that there are hucksters, there are charlatans, there are individuals who will use faith as a means to get wealth for themselves. They'll use it to manipulate and control other people. We need to realize that there are individuals out there who are trying to take advantage of those who are trusting. It's sad, but it's true. I want to share with you a passage from the Word that is a warning about this. Paul was talking to a young pastor named Timothy, And Paul the Apostle warns him about these kind of manipulative individuals taking advantage of people who are trusting. Listen to what he says in 2 Timothy chapter 3. But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, have nothing to do with them. And here comes his warning about these false teachers. They are the kind who worm their way into homes and gain control over weak-willed women who are loaded down with sins and are swayed by all kinds of evil desires, always learning but never able to acknowledge the truth. When you look at this description, it's obvious that these individuals are manipulating people. Now, in this particular case, Paul is referring to these weak-willed women. That is not a generalized statement about the female sex. It is not a discussion of all women, not even close. He's discussing a situation that was taking place where men were taking advantage of the women in the situation, in the culture they were in. Back in the times of Jesus, the women did not have as much educational opportunities as men. Often they could be taken advantage of by men because of their educational levels. So Paul is saying that there's manipulative individuals. There are people that were taking advantage of others. Now, these women were trusting, and this is the big thing. There is a tendency among many people to accept authority without checking it out for themselves. Often, they have a high degree of ignorance. I think about this in connection with some of the world's religions. There are religions currently in the world that have hundreds of millions of adherents. But if you go back and look at the founders of those religions, you will see that these are charlatans. You will see that these are very, very corrupted individuals. You look at their lives, and you will see things such as lying, deceit, treachery, and even murder. I'm sorry, but those are not prophets of God. Those are not people bringing righteousness to the world. Those are individuals that are aggrandizing themselves, trying to build their power base, even at the expense of murdering other people. You look at Jesus Christ, and he is the exact opposite. Jesus is not out to try to gain power and glory and build a little kingdom here on earth. Jesus is bringing the kingdom of God. Jesus is talking about a kingdom that resides in people's hearts. And he didn't pick up a sword and murder his enemies. And he didn't try to amass wealth in order to build himself grand mansions and castles. Jesus was about bringing the love of God, and he even gave himself into death to demonstrate the mercy and the peace of God. What a fundamental difference than individuals who are trying to take advantage of others. Now, how do people fall into these strange beliefs, these other religions, and into these weird things? Like, you know, some people are consumed with belief in the abominable snowman or Bigfoot or things like this. How do people get consumed by beliefs like this? If a person will not put their faith in the true God, in the Creator, as he is described in the Bible, they will put their faith in something else. And here's the reason why. Faith and intellect are not synonymous. They are not the same thing. If faith and intellect were synonymous, then anyone who was intelligent would believe in the true God, and anyone who was a fool would believe in other things. But we don't find that to be the case. We find people with very low IQ that exist that love God passionately. And we find people with very high IQ who end up believing in absurd things. Because if you don't come to the true God, your faith is going to latch on to something else, and it will go to anything else almost indiscriminately. This is why it's important that you come to the scriptures and you start to learn about Jesus Christ. People are vulnerable. People are susceptible to being pulled away from Jesus Christ when they don't come to the scriptures and learn about him. It's the ignorant person. It's the person who has failed to learn and be educated what the scripture says. That's who gets sucked away. That's the individual that gets deluded and is taken away from the Lord. So you have to watch this, and there will be people that will take advantage of your ignorance. Sadly, it's true. You need to educate yourself to the Word of God to learn what he says. Don't put your faith and trust just in some preacher or just in some supposed authority. Always make Jesus Christ your basis for your faith. Go to the Bible and the scriptures and learn from it yourself. Do your best to get your hands on a Bible to read about it. Don't just let some group or organization tell you what the Bible says. Get the Word of God yourself and start reading in the Gospels. God will make his Word clear to you. Like it says in 1 Corinthians 13, "Now we see but a poor reflection as in a mirror, but then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known." Go to the Word of God to learn about your Savior Jesus Christ. Don't let anyone throw you off and mislead you. Don't be gullible. Put your hope and faith in Jesus Christ as he is presented to you in the Word of God, the Bible.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We always appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We would really enjoy hearing from you, so why don't you take a moment and write us a note today? And when you write, be sure to request the booklet by Pastor Paul Schrader entitled Heaven. We Christians have a hope, the promise that Jesus will return for us and take us home to be with him in heaven for eternity. We'd be happy to send you the free booklet entitled Heaven when you write to us at The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Please remember that your financial gift helps this program to stay on the air. Also, your free will offerings help us add new stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. You may be interested to know that we also broadcast in 46 foreign languages. Please pray that God will help us continue to expand. Once again, our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Every week at this time, we bring you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your life. We hope you'll join us again next week for The Word Today.